Hi, your name and reason for calling. I'll see if this person is available.
Ruth from Family First.
Thanks, Ruth. Please stay on the line. Hello, this is Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. It's Ruth from Family First. How are
you? Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, I'm just calling to let you know that we did. I heard that you were having a hard time before. yeah,
it was unfortunate, but it is what it is. Nothing you can do about unemployment.
Yeah, so we did make an exception, and we will allow you to start working as of today.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Yes.
Now, I'm able to log any hours for, like, preparation of him coming home and things like that, or does he have to be physically out of the nursing home?
Oh, he's still in the nursing home now.
He is, correct.
Oh, I didn't get that. Okay.
Anticipated to be brought home on Saturday.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I'm waiting for the bed delivery tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So then you'll have to wait for him to come home, and then once he's
exactly.
Home,
okay, that makes sense.
To me,
that's what I thought. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So you guys will send me, like, the app stuff for logging in and whatnot?
Yeah, so I'll have Alaria call you.
Not yet. And go ahead and get that appointment tomorrow. And hopefully then you'll have your result, you know, that you need before he makes it home on Saturday. But it's,
yeah.
I'm glad that we would have been able to, you know, we'll be able to get this started
yeah.
no matter what. And I'll make sure you get your.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
Yeah.
So he's
frustrating.
Coming home. Yeah. What time is he coming home
Medicare
on Saturday?
Medicare said, long story short, you know, I got a letter on Medicare that said that Emily, the front office person at the rehab, basically informed me that since he had not yet discharged on March 1st, his Social Security would be garnished for payment for him.
I'm sorry, the phone is breaking up. I can't really hear.
Oh, can you hear me now?
It's still breaking up.
Better?
I just heard every second word. No, still breaking up.
Now? Oh my goodness, what is going on?
I can hear you now. It's not breaking up now.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Okay, so I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Okay, so long story short, Emily informed me that if he was there on March 1st, you know, that was when Social Security was going to start being garnished for payment for long-term stay, I guess, or short, whatever he's under there. And so I said, well, then we need to make sure everything is done and he can be home before March 1st, that's, you know, he needs that friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's our goal. It looks like I made it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can pick it. As long as this bed arrives, I'm in good shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's supposed to be here tomorrow between 9 and 11.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I pick him up after that, but I think I'll pick him up on Saturday.
On
so
Saturday.
That, like, okay. Yeah, probably. Maybe I'll get him in the afternoon on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I might. You know, it just depends on when, you know, how it all goes and how I, you know, I'm feeling because I just had the pain injection today. I figured that way I have. I got my pain injection ready to work. I'm all set. Neck, back, we're going.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to put in the start date then for Saturday, right?
Yep.
Okay, now, what's your schedule going to be like with him?
Well, I only get, like, 7 hours a day, so I suspect that I'm going to do, like, 6 hours in the morning, a few hours in the afternoon, at night, or maybe I'll just, if he, you know, it just depends on what he's able to do when he arrives. If I can, then I will do, like, probably 8 a.m., 9, 10, 11, 12,
2 to 3.
Mm-hmm. Unless he just really needs, like, more broken up help, and then I'll just be, you know.
So do you want me to first put in the schedule for 8 to 3 daily, and then
I think you might as well, right? Because who really cares? I'm going to be here all day with him no matter what.
Oh, okay.
So you might as well just put it in as a block. I mean, I'm telling you what's going to be going on, but it makes no difference. I'm going to be here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you anytime want to change the schedule, you can just call us in and, you know, request a schedule change. Yeah, so for now we're going to put an 8 to 3 then with a start date for Saturday. Sounds good?
All right, sounds good to me.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to get a hot day then, though.
I'm sorry?
I'm not going to get a hot day then.
The phone's breaking up again.
Oh, I don't understand still. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I said I'm not going to pick 8 a.m., like, on the dot. Like, I'm probably going to be getting, like, 10 or 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'll just work
day.
Later that day. I'll just log in when I know. And then, if anything, I will just update you guys after the first few days of what it seems like I'm actually, you know what I mean? Once I get an idea, then I can be accurate.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Yes, amazing. So
perfect.
We'll get a call from Valeria either today or tomorrow with a clock and information, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.